Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Die Ponte Wolkekrabber is 'n ikoniese gebou in Johannesburg. Dit is daardie reuse woonstelgebou in Berea so langs Hielbrow en Jouwel. Dit is daai groot silindriese gebou met die Vodacom advertensie op die dak en mens kan dit omtrent van enige plek in Johannesburg sien. Nou die Ponte is in 1975 gebou en die ontwerp was revolutionêr en dis hierdie groot silinder met hierdie hol binnekerring. Dit is 173 meter hoog met 54 vloere. En dit was vir baie lank die hoogste residensiële struktuur in Afrika. Nou, aanvanklik, net nadat dit gebou is, was dit die plek om in te woon, dit was die adres om te hê, maar so deur die jare het die Ponte saam met Berea en sy omliggende woonbuurte verval. In die laat 1990s is die gebou deur misdadigers gekaap en dit het toe 'n ware misdaadnes geword en dit was 'n donker berugte plek en 'n simbool van Johannesburg se agteruitgang. En op 'n stadium was daar ook gerugte dat die regering die Ponte wou koop en in 'n tronk omskep. Maar in die 2000s het 'n eiendomsmaatskappy die toring gekoop, die sekuriteit verskerp en die 480 woonstelle en gemeenskaplike areas heeltemal oorgedoen. En dit het basies nuwe lewe in die Ponte geblaas en dit verander in 'n gesogte woonbuurt waar meer as 2500 mense woon. Nou die huidige eienaar is Kempston Group, maar die maatskappy wil nou die Ponte deur 'n veiling verkoop. Norman Raad is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Brol Auctions wat hierdie veiling behartig. Norman, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's quite an iconic building. Why does Kempston want to get rid of it?
Thank you, Ryk. Yes, it is an iconic building and listen, Kempston is a big property group. They're a big company, and this is the remaining residential asset of theirs of a portfolio. 95% of their portfolio is predominantly in industrial warehousing. So it also sits located in Johannesburg, and most of the assets are around the country and at the coast. There's no real other reason than moving away from the residential market. It's an unbelievable asset. What they've done and how they've turned it around, I am a bit surprised that they would want to sell the property. It's still a magnificent asset. But I think, given this particular time, I think it lends itself to another finishing touch for someone to even do a little bit more to it. So they've really turned it around from when they acquired the property.
Now, the Ponte is not in a good part of town. Berea, Jouwel and Hielbrow have seen a significant decay and the situation is not improving. And that must be one of the biggest negatives of the Ponte city, not the building itself. So have you had any interest from potential buyers?
Yeah, so we're not going to try and sugarcoat the area where Ponte is. And obviously, there's many challenges that the city faces, and it's especially where Ponte is situated. I mean, the properties around there, a lot of them are not in a good state. But there is investment in that area. There's some new renovated buildings. So when you enter into Ponte, you cannot see any of that that's happening around you. But unfortunately, around you, there are challenges, there's security challenges, and there's just a bit of decay with a lot of properties over the years that haven't been looked after and have been neglected. But saying that, there has been investment, and we most certainly haven't had a property that has come on our books that has had so much interest, not necessarily from just buyers, people that can buy it, but the interest is to find out what is going on. We've had a tremendous amount of interest since we started marketing, and I think the big players are going to be there because it's an iconic property. It lends itself to further development. It's well situated near the universities, across the road from the old Standard Bank Arena. So, you know, it ticks a lot of boxes. There's a lot of good things about the property. And it's been through the most difficult times. So once the area around that property does get fixed, and I'm sure, you know, with the city and with where they are at the moment, trying to make sure that they stay in power and get the votes in a couple of years' time, they're going to be doing a lot more investment to try and improve the situation for the people on the ground. And I think that's only going to bode well for the current and possibly the new owners of Ponte.
I've seen in your press release you state that the building is 75% let, so they are paying tenants there. But is the whole building humming? Is it in a very good condition? And who are the typical tenants there?
So it's in extremely good condition. It's possibly in the best condition property given in that area. I mean, they've really turned it around. It's clean, there's security, the CCTV cameras. Once you go in there, you're almost in an estate within, you don't know where you are, you know. So people that I've spoken to that live in there, just the normal people that reside in there, they don't have to leave the building. I mean, given, you know, they've got everything. They've got restaurants, they've got shops, they have everything that they possibly need there. They have little children's schools for them. But at the end of the day, I mean, that property, I think with the new buyers and it's 75% net. Let me just get back to that. 75% net because they don't allow just anyone to rent there. You have to qualify. You have to be of a certain, you know, criteria before they just allow. They're not going to just rent it out to multiple people and people that can't afford. You have to have a good credit rating. So there's a reason why it's only 75% let. And I think where are we going today in the market? It lends itself to be broken up or cut up into even smaller units, into these micro units, because the building can take a lot more. I mean, the lifts are all working. And, you know, we did a proper walk with the media through this week, and I think everyone was hugely surprised and at what they were seeing, because, yeah, you know, most of us thought that Ponte was still hijacked.
Norman, dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Norman Raad, hy is die hoof van Brawl Auctions. Johan, ek was in die gebouw, nadat hy mooi reggemaak is, dit was baie prachtig. Dit was nou hele paar jaar gelede, en daar is net 'n ander atmosfeer wat daar heers. Is eintlik baie interessant.
Ryke gebouw wat 50 jaar terug al gebouw is, en wat daai vorm het. Dit is eintlik ongelooflik dat iemand daai visie gehad het. Maar wat 'n gebouw met 'n ongelooflik interessante geskiedenis. En ek dink dit was so 'n mooi omdraai verhaal wat ons nou hier gehoor het. En ek dink, Ryke, as die omgewing bietjie gaan aandag geniet, kan dit net goed wees vir die huidige eienaars, en ook 'n geleentheid vir nuwe mense wat daar wil miskien van die eiendom koop.
Ja, die waardasie was nou nie bekend gemaak deur Brawl nie, maar daar word syfers genoem van so tussen 250 en 300 miljoen rand, wat ook seker nou nie so baie is vir so 'n ikoniese gebou nie, maar gegee die omstandighede, interessant.
Alles relatief, ja.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.